relates to
It can only be attributable to human error.
Minus 40. Status check pressure is 82.
My mind is going.
Is filled almost
entirely
with
no
rubber.
Question about
it. There's 600 pounds of rubber in here, and it's cast in there just like you would cast into a mold to make a tire.
So tires and what's the other?
Lapping.
Mercury umbilical clear. Mercury is out. Mic drawn. All recorders to fast, T-minus 18 seconds and counting engine start.
May the Wheelers be with you, Thomas.
Good Lord, ride all the way.
Godspeed, John Glenn. 10, 9, 8, 7.
Jetsons are the family of alien space, but they are just like you and me.
Think of them in a faster pace.
So Jetson is the family head,
I'm trying.
Got some roll trim, Mike. Left roll trim.
Good light.
20 seconds. The right roll trim. Doing okay?
Doing good.
Happy then. 205,000 feet, still climbing.
Okay, Mach 1.3. Some fairly low frequency, high altitude, swinging around a little. The ping pong ball's doing its job.
Copy.
Pilot Mike Melville had time to play with weightlessness as he climbed to just over 62 miles, releasing a handful of M&Ms. Melville was awarded astronaut wings by the FAA. The veteran test pilot could not contain his excitement.
It was a mind-blowing experience, it really was. Absolutely an awesome thing.
And thousands of spectators apparently thought so too.
And their kids will be able to tell their kids that they were there.
70 seconds, leaving a nice paper trail now. Looks real fine.
And that completes my final report until we reach touchdown. We're now on full automatic in the hands of the computers. I've tucked my crew in for the long sleep, and I'll be joining them soon. In less than an hour, we'll finish our 6th month out of Cape Kennedy. 6 months in deep space. By our time, that is. According to Dr. Haslein's theory of time in a vehicle traveling nearly the speed of light, the Earth has aged nearly 700 years since we left it.
Well, we've aged hardly at all.
Maybe so.
This much is probably true.
The men who sent us on this journey are long since dead and gone. You who are reading me now are a different breed. I hope a better one. I leave the 20th century with no regrets. But one more thing. If anybody's listening, that is. Nothing scientific, it's purely personal. Seen from out here, everything seems different. Time bends. Space is boundless. It squashes a man's ego. I feel lonely.
This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade.
That's about it.
Tell me, though.
Does man, that marvel of the universe, that glorious paradox who sent me to the stars,
still make war against his brother? Keep his neighbor's children starving?
counting. All systems are go. All lights are green. Mission Control has reported the spacecraft is now on full external power. The launch vehicle will transfer to full internal power in T-minus 50 seconds. Both Ascension and Canary tracking stations report clear reception. The prime recovery ship in the event of a terminated flight will be the USS Kitty Hawk, which is located 350 nautical miles south-southeast.
Mr. Langley, and he taught me to sing a song. If you'd like to hear it, I can sing it for you.
Yes, I'd like to hear it, Hal. Sing it for me.
It's called Daisy.
But Fourier told us some years ago
pressure reading is 45.2.
Roger, Houston, 45.2. The flight crew has completed the final launch vehicle range safety check. At T-minus 50 seconds, the launch vehicle will be on full internal power. That begins the actual launch sequence. The weather's reported good, scattered clouds at 10,000 feet. All systems are go, all lights are green. We're at T-minus 3 minutes 6 seconds, mark. The launch officer is given a go to begin the firing command automatic sequence. Now until T-minus 50 seconds, that system is preset.
Initial stage thruster check is normal.
4 miles for every heartbeat of John Glenn. Friendship 7 streaks through the night of tomorrow and races toward the dawn of yesterday. Above the Indian Ocean slashes Friendship 7, far beyond human sight.
6, 5, we have outboard engines, 3, we have inboard engines, 1, 0, we have a launch commit. We have a liftoff at 35 minutes after the hour.
Roger. That was sure a short day. Time passes rapidly, huh?
Yes, sir.
Shortly, you may observe some lights down there. You want to take a check on them out to your right, over.
Roger, I'm all set to see if I can't get them in sight.
Roger. Any symptoms of vertigo or nausea at all, over?
Negative. No symptoms whatsoever. I feel fine, over.
Good show.
Roger. I do have a light in sight on the ground, over.
Roger. Just off to your right there.
That's affirmative. Just to my right, I can see a big pattern of light, apparently right on the coast. I can see the outline of a town and a very bright light just to the south of it.
Roger, that's perfect. Rockingham, you think there.
Roger, the lights show up very well. And thank you, everybody, for turning them on, will you?
Yeah, we always had the density of spacecraft, like we had the Eagles and the Mutants. That was part of the philosophy of the spacecraft design. High reliability, but we had this. Of course, the one flight that went against that whole thing was the fact that redundancy wasn't a factor or wasn't a help in Apollo 13, because you lost all three fuel cells, all two fuel cells, all three fuel cells, all two oxygen tanks, and you didn't have the idea of